The first reading today, we hear the praise that is given to God for all of the things that he has protected this individual from. And when we look at what it is, it talks about a slanderous tongue, lips that went over to falsehood, the people that roared against them prepared to devour, the people that the flames that hemmed them in, the fire that was around them, the deep belly of the netherworld, unclean tongue, lying words, unjust king, dishonest tongues, all those things were going on. Guess things don't change much, do they? Because we've got the same kind of problems going on today. And we realize that God has put us in the midst of all of this for a reason. This is how we're going to become saints. This is how we're going to glorify God. But that is a choice that each one of us has to make. We can look at all the evil that's going on around us, and we can all get caught up in it. And we can even recognize that it's all true, just like what we're hearing in the first reading. All these things were true. But notice what the person did. Rather than saying, oh, these horrible people, they're lying about me, and oh, look, they tried to kill me, and oh, look at what these rotten people did, they're such a bunch of losers, and I hate them. No, instead he says, I give you thanks, O Lord, O King. I praise you, O God, my Savior. I will make known your name. So we have the exact same circumstances going on. We have an entirely different kind of approach. So one is looking at ourselves, which is always a huge mistake. It always leads to despair. And there is nothing there except feeling our self-righteousness because someone said this about me or someone did that to me or whatever it may be. The other is looking at God. And if we can look at God, notice that it doesn't simply say that God kept all of these things from happening, because otherwise the person wouldn't be able to go down the list and talk about them. Sort of like in 2 Corinthians when St. Paul talks about all those things that happened to him. He was whipped and beaten and shipwrecked and all those different things. He says God freed him from all of this. He didn't say God didn't allow anything to happen, but he praises God for it. And he recognizes that this is how he can glorify God the most. Now ask yourself, is that how you see it? When bad things happen in your life, what do you do? If you're like most of us, it's poor me. Why are these people doing this to me? But I'm a nice person. I don't understand why they're doing this to me. It's all about me. Look at the Lord. Why is God allowing this? Well, people lied about his own son. People slandered the Son of God. People persecuted the Son of God. People brought him through his passion and crucifixion. And so we look at him and we say, well, this is what happened to Jesus. Should I be surprised when it happens to me? In fact, didn't our Lord tell us that people are going to hate us and they're going to slander us and they're going to speak all kinds of falsehoods against us? That's exactly what he said. Didn't St. John tell us, don't be surprised if the world hates you? And Jesus told us the same thing. It's because they hated him first. What is it that they can't stand about you? Jesus, you have the truth. You have charity. They can't handle that. But then when things happen, we have to ask ourselves, but do I have peace? If I have the truth and I have charity, I should be totally at peace. Yeah, but I don't have trust. And I'm not turning everything over to God. And I'm trying to control it. And my whole thing is about justice. That's not what it's about. It's about the love of God, and it's about being purified and being made a saint. Why is God allowing these things? To help you to grow in holiness. Read the lives of the saints. You're going to see the same kind of list in every one of their lives. People lied about them. People slandered them. People did all these horrible things to them. That's what made them saints. That's why I chuckle when I see what's going on with some of the people like Bishop Strickland or Cardinal Burke, and people are all up in arms and they're all bent out of shape and they're all angry about what's going on. It's like God's trying to make them saints. We should be rejoicing that this is happening. Oh, it's terribly unjust. I'm not saying it's a good thing in the one sense, but it's a great thing in another. If we're going to have saints in our midst, they're going to have to be purified like all the other saints. Oh, we can be wowed at the early church saints, and we can be wowed at the medieval saints because we don't have to live with them. Isn't it great what they did? Look at all that. Oh, no wonder they are phenomenal. And they are. Good thing it happened back then and not in our day. Well, guess what? It's happening in our day. How are we dealing with it? Are we handling it by looking at God? When somebody does something to you, can you praise God? Or do we sulk and get angry and scheme and try and figure out how we're going to get even? That's not what we see in the life of our blessed Lord. That's not what we see in the saints. God is giving us an opportunity to really grow in holiness. But we have to cooperate. It's not just going to happen by osmosis. If I read the lives of the saints and I'll become a saint, well, it's a good foundation, but you need to build on it. You can learn from the saints how to become a saint, but you have to practice it. And if you want to become a saint, God's going to give you lots of opportunities. But if we don't cooperate, he's going to say, well, I guess you don't really want to be a saint. So do we? Because we have these wonderful opportunities. People are going to slander you. People are going to treat you badly. People are going to do all kinds of things to you because you are a disciple of Christ. And when they do, then we have to show the world what it means to be a disciple of Christ. Not poor me, rather, praise God.